This is the Heartland Radio News Network. I'm Bruce Marcus.
Some elections are close, some aren't. Same goes with referenda. Voters in Vilas County have overwhelmingly approved Northland Pines' three-year, $4.6 million funding referendum. The margin roughly 2-1 in favor. We talked to Pines District Administrator Scott Foster afterward.
I appreciate the support of our community, parents, taxpayers, who continue to say we want a great education for our students. We want our tax dollars to be used wisely, and they want us to continue in the direction we're going. And also to those that have been critical or, you know, voted no, which we always understand. But, you know, we're going to continue to earn trust and keep working really hard. And we're excited about the opportunity that they've given us to keep getting better.
Are you surprised the margin was so one-sided?
Yes, a little bit. As you know, and right now there's, you know, unfortunately, you know, politics, a lot of it's kind of divided more in the middle. But, you know, I think people really appreciate their public schools. We open up our schools for our community. They know that we've been open every day and provided a great education even during the world pandemic.
Give me three, four things what this money is going to go for generally.
So we promise taxpayers we're going to continue to have great opportunities academically and extracurricular. We're going to put a new roof on St. Germain Elementary and Land O'Lakes Elementary. We're going to continue our partnership to have a school resource officer and improve our school safety. And we're also going to look at ways that we can increase revenue and reduce expenses so that we can use this money wisely for 3 years and keep earning the trust of our taxpayers.
Pines District Administrator Scott Foster again. The Pines funding referendum approved by Vilas County voters yesterday by about a 2-1 margin. The other big race yesterday in the Northwoods was in Oneida County, the primary for Rhinelander mayor. Incumbent Chris Fredrickson not seeking re-election. The three candidates vying to succeed him, ex-alderman Steve Sauer and Bill Freudenberg and businessman Chris Hannis. The top two vote-getters who advanced to the April election are Hannis, who placed first, and Sauer, who was a close second. We talked to Hannis after the results were in.
I want to thank everyone who went out and voted and, you know, wanted to find out more about the campaign, but it's not over. We still have a lot of work ahead of us, and April 5th is the actual election, and I plan to hopefully, if, you know, get elected, to be your next mayor.
Of course, it was a low turnout, as some people expected. How much of a downer is that?
I think everyone has the right to vote, and I wish it would have been higher, but, you know, it's people's choice if they want to vote or not and who they vote for.
Why'd you finish first?
I think it's a message of common sense. It's getting new blood into city government, and it's also bringing in new ideas, and let's move the city forward to help our businesses, our residents, and just improve our community.
What do you want to do if elected, Chris?
The main three things are we need to work on our housing situation we're in, we need to work on increasing our safety, and we need to work on more infrastructure. By doing all this, we will attract more businesses, higher paying jobs, and it's a better quality of life for every resident here.
Well, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his annual State of the State speech last night. The Democrat told the legislature that Wisconsin's fiscal picture is bright.
I'm Bruce Marcus. This is the Heartland Radio News Network.